the Kickoff Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
This Friday and Saturday, it's all on sale at Kohl's. Plus Night Owls, shop Friday, 3 p.m. till midnight, and early bird Saturday, 6 a.m. till 1 p.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
We are Mizzou. Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou battles Syracuse. PM Barbecue, your official tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Dubbed earlier today the 20 percenter. Because I do 20% of the shows each week. Frank does Monday through Thursday, and I'm here on Fridays from 3 to 6. And at this point in the show each week, we do the Harris Challenge, which, of course, we can't do without you. If you want to be a contestant and haven't in the last month, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. And just in case you missed the big news story of the day, there are no more Twinkies.
No.
You know, if all the people who are moaning Hostess going out of business, meaning that there wouldn't be any more Twinkies, if all the people who are complaining and whining about that had actually purchased Twinkies, Hostess wouldn't be going out of business.
Yeah.
Ding-dongs and those chocolate cupcakes with the swirls on top. And what's the thing you like?
Oh, the lemon fruit pies.
Ho-hos.
All of them. Mm. Snowballs.
Susie Q's. Oh. I'm going to go buy every Susie Q on the shelf now.
You may not. They may not be there by the time you get there.
Yeah. Damn it.
Can you believe that in a country that is more obese than ever before, Hostess can't stay in business?
I know. Especially with every fair now that has the deep-fried Twinkies.
Yeah.
You think that would have kept them afloat.
Also, could you pick a worse time to go out of business when you're making snack cakes than when two states in the United States of America have now legalized pot?
Yes.
Wouldn't it seem to be the time to get into the snack business?
If only we could have held out for a little bit longer.
The good news is if you do have Twinkies at home, you don't have to eat them right away because they have a half-life of about 250 years. So you could get a million of them on the shelves today if you could find them, and you'd be okay. Let's move on to our Harris Challenge and contestant number one. Hello, Nate.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, if you decide to eat a pizza anytime soon, make sure it's a Domino's pizza.
Are you with the company, Nate?
Yeah, I work for a franchisor.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had been one of the rare people on the show who'd worked out an endorsement deal ahead of time. just in saying Domino's, you get like $1,000 or something. Not the case?
Not the case. It would have been smart, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? Next time, talk to your franchisor first.
Yeah.
Before playing the Harris Challenge. All right, Nate, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. Which will have categories and questions that come spitting out, and you choose the one you want. I know one of the categories each week is always called, Have You Been Paying Attention?, which is about various stories from the week's news. Category two, well, I guess this will be tied into the week's news, Cheating Politicians. Not cheating at politics, but cheating on their wives. That's that category. And category three is Coach Potatoes. Not couch potatoes, but coach, C-O-A-C-H, coach potatoes. Which one would you like, Nate?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You will have any opportunity you want to pass on any question, and then, if necessary and you have time, pick it up at the end. But when the buzzer sounds at 60 seconds, we tally up your score. If you get 8 points or better, you win some fabulous prizes. If only there were someone here who could tell you what they are.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul, we're going to give you a choice of either a King Edward's chicken, great fried chicken in St. Charles gift certificate, or Fratelli's Ristorante Italian food. With fine family recipes. And we're going to throw in a Westport Car Wash gift certificate and a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
And there's no extra charge for that pause in the middle of your list of prizes.
No, there wasn't.
That's a prize package worth well over $1 million. Nate, that's what you get if you win. But, of course, if you don't win, I do have to punish you. And you know how that goes, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Have you been paying attention to the category? Let's play the Harris Challenge. Nate, which company was ordered to pay $4.5 billion in fines over the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico this week?
BP.
Correct. Who did Paula Broadwell want to set up for a workout with David Petraeus for his birthday? Lance Armstrong, Richard Simmons, or Derek Jeter?
Lance Armstrong.
Correct. Which airline suffered its third major computer outage of the year this week, causing delays and stranding passengers around the country?
Delta.
United. Tina Fey revealed this week that her 30 Rock character will get married on the November 29th episode. What is her character's name?
Pass.
Five-pointer. What did South African police find in the stomach of a smuggler when they arrested him Tuesday? 9 pounds of heroin, 220 diamonds, or an iPhone 5?
An iPhone 5.
220 diamonds. Now we need Tina Fey's character's name on 30 Rock.
I don't watch it, unfortunately, so...
Wait, let me ask the judges. Can we accept I don't watch it?
No.
No, we can't. We needed Liz Lemon. By the way, the 220 diamonds this guy had in his stomach, value $2.3 million.
Mm. Wow.
Well, I always get set up by your, you know, the obvious, you know.
Oh, I'm just asking the questions, Nate.
I know. Yes.
You know, they're only obvious if you know the answer. You got the one and the two, and that's only 3 points, so that would be a loser for you, Nate, and that means I have to punish you. You may know that the Rolling Stones are celebrating their 50th anniversary. There's even a documentary that debuted on HBO this week called Crossfire Hurricane. Here today, I thought we would punish you with a little bit of Stones music done salsa style. The musical stylings, ladies and gentlemen, of Charo.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
I know Dan had pubescent fantasies about Charo, and we'd spend the night together anytime.
I saw her in concert once.
You do? Oh, stop. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Stop the music right there. What? Why?
I saw her in concert at the Fox Theater with Jerry Lewis. She opened for Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis was hysterical. Charo is a phenomenal flamenco guitar player.
Yeah, I knew that. Even with those ridiculously long nails of hers, I had heard that about her.
I sat there and I thought, I don't care about Charo. And when she came out and started playing guitar, my mouth just dropped.
Wow.
It was incredible.
And was she wearing one of those incredibly short dresses of hers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the singing and all that stuff, that was like grief. Just play guitar and shut up.
Nate, I'm sorry you had to be put through that, but I'm glad you played, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks a lot. How do you do?
Thank you. Next contestant is you, Jim. How are you today?
Hey, not too bad. How you doing, guys?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Really no cheap plug at all. Just going home from work.
All right. The categories here are cheating politicians, coach potatoes, or within 10 years.
I'll go within 10 years.
All right. These are not things that happened in the last 10 years, but I'm going to name something for you, and you have to tell me when it happened. And if you're within 10 years, your answer will be deemed correct. Okay.
Okay.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Within 10 years, when did a Russian spacecraft named Luna 10 become the first to achieve a lunar orbit?
1968.
It was 66, so you're right. Within 10 years, when did the Eiffel Tower open?
Let's say 1850.
It was 1889. Close. Within 10 years, when did daylight saving time first go into effect?
Ooh. That was 1780?
1918. Within 10 years, when was Weight Watchers formed?
1975.
1946. Within 10 years, when did the first black American vote? The correct 19. Answer. You said 19, so you're wrong. It was 1870. A black gentleman by the name of Thomas P. Munday was the first black American to vote. Jim, from where you're standing, Nate looks like he has an unbelievable lead with three because you only got one.
Wow.
And that means you also have to be punished by Charo.
Oh.
On my head, on my mouth, that he drops.
What? What'd she say?
I'm on my head, bloody blah.
She said bloody blah?
Yeah.
Now I need you more than ever.
More. You gotta roll your R's.
Let's spend the night together now.
All right. Jim learned his lesson too, didn't you, Jim?
Yeah, I can't believe Dan actually paid to see Jerry Lewis or her.
Yeah.
When was it, Dan?
I didn't. This was back in the 80s. Back in the 80s, and I did not pay because my mom had a friend that bought a season ticket package for the Muni, and the Muni series went to the Fox in the wintertime, and they didn't use them. If they saw these artists, they would just give my mom the tickets, so she gave me the tickets. I saw Tom Jones and stuff. Tom Jones put on a great show, but I'm telling you what, Jerry Lewis put on a fantastic show.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
So the hardest part about the Tom Jones show for Dan was getting his underwear to reach the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Threw him up there, and
Jim,
it was awesome.
Jim, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Haven't talked to you in probably 11 years.
Well, it's nice to have you back. Where have you been? You don't write. You don't email.
I know.
You don't mention me on Facebook.
I'm a horrible person. This week I have an excuse. I was in Pennsylvania yesterday.
Oh, you're off the hook then.
Okay.
Chris, we have three categories. Cheating politicians, coach potatoes, or we add a new one, letters and abbreviations.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to go with coach potatoes.
All right. This is about coaches on TV shows. So couch potatoes, coach potatoes.
Mm.
See what we did there? 60 seconds on the clock, Chris. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what show is Sue Sylvester, coach of the McKinley High School cheerleading squad?
Pass.
On what show did Kyle Chandler coach the Dillon Panthers?
Pass.
What show was about the head coach of the Minnesota State University Screaming Eagles?
Coach.
Correct. On what show did Mark Curry play a high school teacher and basketball coach?
Pass.
What show's early years featured a former baseball coach named Ernie Pantuso as one of its characters?
Oh, God. I should prepare for punishment.
Uh-oh.
Can I pick a new category?
No.
Oh, man.
You can pick any of the four that you haven't answered and just guess.
One of those, I'm guessing one of those is Friday Night Lights.
Yes, it was.
I have to pick which one?
No, I'm going to give you 2 points for that one. Kyle Chandler coached the Dillon Panthers on Friday Night Lights. Sue Sylvester, played by Jane Lynch, is on Glee. Mark Curry's sitcom was called Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
And I thought the five-pointer might actually be the easiest one.
Yeah.
Ernie Pantuso, whose nickname on the show was Coach, on Cheers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Chris, you got the three-pointer and the two-pointer. You've taken over the lead at five, but you still have to be punished.
Well, this is not the worst punishment music I've ever heard. Not saying it's good.
Let's spend the night together.
Oh, yeah.
Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
This is how I get the Latino vote. Okay, that's enough for now. Chris, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for playing. Before the show today, we had a meeting. You know, if this week's anything like last week, we're going to have to go out and get a whole new bunch of prizes to give away.
Yep.
I think we may be okay so far, Dan.
Yes.
Thank you.
Frank, you're our next contestant. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How many points do I get for listening to Charo three times?
Let me add them up here. Zero. What you really want to do is avoid a fourth time, Frank.
Okay.
Five-second cheap plug opportunity. You want to use that?
I may be selling at the Belleville Flea Market tomorrow, so everyone should go.
Okay. Categories left are cheating politicians or letters and abbreviations.
Letters and abbreviations.
60 seconds on the clock, Frank. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the two-letter abbreviation for pound?
LB.
Correct. What does the D in DSL stand for?
Dynamic.
Digital. Digital subscriber line. For 1 point each in a baseball box score, what do R, H, and E stand for?
Runs, hits, and errors.
Correct. On your radio, what does the M in AM stand for? Correct. What does the A in MBA stand for?
Administration.
Masters of Business Administration. Frank, that's 13 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
What happened?
I didn't say we wouldn't have any winners today. Congratulations, Frank.
Thank you, sir.
Have yourself a great holiday and enjoy your prizes. Dan will tell you how you get those in just a moment. And here's our final contestant today. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Hey, I agree with Frank. You need to be on KGRF full time.
Well, I am on Fridays full time from 3 to 6. But no, I appreciate that very much. And let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
But I appreciate the support, Robert. The only category left on the board here is cheating politicians. This is male politicians who cheated on their wives and got caught. We have 60 seconds on the clock. The answer to none of these will be Petraeus.
Yeah.
Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Which former senator and vice presidential candidate had an affair and a child with Riel Hunter?
Gary Hart.
No, that was John Edwards.
Oh.
Who waited until he was no longer governor of California to admit he'd fathered a child with the woman who cleaned his house?
Schwarzenegger.
Correct. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Which TV host resigned as governor of New York after being caught paying for a prostitute named Ashley Dupree?
The guy pulling wears glasses, I can't think of it.
You can pass if you want. Okay. Which South Carolina governor had an affair with a woman from Argentina while his staff told everyone he was hiking the Appalachian Trail?
Edwards or Nunn. I can't think of it.
It's Mark Sanford. And the five-pointer, which... The buzzer's sounding here. I'm actually going to extend your time here, and you'll see why in a second. Which 1984 presidential candidate dropped out of the primaries because of an alleged affair with Donna Rice? Hint.
That's the one I said first, Gary Hart.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, I gave that to you because it only gives you 7 points and you don't win, so it didn't affect your final score here. The former governor of New York, who you referred to as the bald guy with glasses, was named Elliot Spitzer, who now has a TV show on a channel nobody watches called Current. Robert, as I said, you only got 7 points, so no prize for you, but our final moments with the lovely and talented Charo.
Let's spend the night.
For the night.
May I need you now?
Oh, background singer.
Let's spend the night without knowing.
All right. Robert?
Paul, you know what? Listen to that. I'm not listening, but I'm picturing Charo in her short dress. So
not a bad idea,
okay.
Robert. Not a bad idea. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for playing today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. That's the Harris Challenge. It returns 2 weeks from today at 5:15 on our next edition of the Friday Paul Harris Show here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.
Let's check traffic right now and see how the ride home is going with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Dan. It's not pretty out here, that's for sure. You've got an accident. It's on eastbound Manchester just before Henry Road. Now, if you're going eastbound, the right lane is blocked by the fire engines. The center suicide lane, that's blocked by the police. Going eastbound, there's only about 1/4 mile backup. But boy, if you're headed westbound, folks slowing down to take a look, along with stoplight traffic, you're backed up just a little bit west of Manchester all the way down. You also have an accident on northbound Clarkson just before Baxter. That's not causing a problem for northbound drivers, but southbound, you are slow about 1/2 mile before Highway 64, and that goes all the way down to where this accident is. on southbound 270. You're jammed up from approaching Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 64 stacks up from Chesterfield Parkway East up through Mason. It's slow again, Clayton Warson through Big Bend. Eastbound 270, heavy from McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 70, you are now slow approaching 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Monday morning, Thanksgiving week. We'll check in with Scott Carruthers and get a look at the markets for the week. Show Me Institute policy analyst David Stokes. Mike Kelly will talk Mizzou football. And Penn Jillette, yes, that Penn Jillette, will join us as well. Join us Monday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
At work, Matt grew more anxious by the day. The dread was fueled by the fear around him. Matt's own work was on solid ground, but from every quarter he felt the panic. Deadlines slipping, quality dropping, morale in a nosedive. Focused on others losing their grip, Matt was losing his own. One night at home, his wife spoke up. "Don't build your perspective on others' panic," she said. "You can care, but the only job you can do is your own." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Of course, we must stay alert to the big picture, but don't let fears around you destroy your own footing. What you can do is all you can do in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
St. Louis RV has the largest selection of new and pre-owned motorhomes in Missouri. We are located at I-70 at Bryan Road, exit 216 in O'Fallon, Missouri, 314-743-3939. We carry new and pre-owned brand names like Newmar, Fleetwood, Thor, Forest River, Winnebago, Coachman, and Tiffin. We will take the time necessary to make sure you find the right motorhome to fit your needs at the right price. Financing available with the lowest rates in years. Our service department works on all makes and models, minor and major repairs, winterizing too. Call for an appointment today, 314-743-3939. We operate our business with integrity, honesty, and treat all of our customers with respect. We look forward to earning your business and helping you find the motorhome of your dreams. Give us a call, 314-743-3939 or stlrv.net.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-500-5236.
That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Today and tomorrow is the Creevcore Camera Expo on sale. Buy a camera and choose your savings. A free memory card, 600 free prints, or 1 year's free financing. And today and tomorrow, come to our expo and meet the reps at the Superstore on Olive. You can learn about cameras, lenses, lighting, tripods, and more. Plus, you can take a few free seminars at the Creevcore Camera Superstore. That's a half mile east of 270 on Olive. It all happens today and tomorrow at Creevcore Camera, your camera outfitters. Visit cccamera.com for details.
Problem. Your skin is dry, your throat is scratchy, and yow! Static Shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, it's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Future Air, your hometown heating and cooling specialists in West St. Louis County, or visit futureair.com.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Sing along at home.
It's Aloha Friday.
Not you in your car. I said
no
at home.
No work till Monday.
All five of you.
That's the... We stream the audio.
That's true.
Available on your iPad, etc. That music means it's time to bring in Mike Evans, who's brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchen, Baths, and Home. You need some work done on your house, these are the people to call. Give an idea of what you want. Get an idea of what they've done for other people by going to their website, thompsonprice.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Dave and Dave.
Mike, how are you today?
Good. Everybody doing good there?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yep.
Pop quiz question. Now that Disney has bought George Lucas Studio and Star Wars, name the name of the star that has already been begging Disney to cast him in the next Star Wars movie. Russell Crowe, Russell Brand, Tom Cruise. Answer in a minute. All right, opening today, Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. Will people go see this historic film? Remember, there is no big Civil War battle scenes, no assassination. It's all about getting the Amendment, 13th Amendment, plus the pressures of the time, and, of course, the unique man Lincoln. Not all the reviews have been kind. Film Festival Today calls it cheesy and corny. However...
And there's always a however in life.
Jeez.
Movie Web says Daniel Day-Lewis is the best. New York Star-Ledger, though, calls it slow and dull. The Village Voice says worthy every minute. Sarasota Herald says brilliant, dazzling. I liked it. I mean, it's more of a history lesson than a movie. 2.5 hours, rated PG-13, 3 stars for me. It is a little slow. And the acting is great. I guess Daniel Day-Lewis looks and acts like Lincoln did. We don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody ever saw or talked to Lincoln. But
right.
I recommend it. I really enjoyed
it. Does Sally Field play Mary Todd crazy?
Fabulous. No, not that crazy. She kind of semi-loses it a couple times, but no, not over the top.
But she's good?
Latest on Lindsay Lohan. That Liz and Dick movie, I'll review it next week. Not really bad, not great, a little over the top, but to be expected. But The Canyons, this other movie that she's made, boy, this thing is so bad, it may not even make it to video.
Wow.
That is really bad. Odds and Ends, one of the stars of the TV show Girls is 20-year-old Allison Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Her daddy is Brian Williams.
Yeah.
The NBC News anchor.
She's good. I don't like the show. I watched a couple of episodes because I was curious about it, and I don't like this Lena Dunham very much. But Allison Williams, I think, is very good.
I do, too. Honey Boo Boo. Talk about good, huh? Has her own comic book out, and she's also, they're coming out with a Honey Boo Boo action toy for Christmas.
This nauseates me.
See, it's kind of good that Frank isn't here today, because I don't want him to know this.
Does it have a bobble stomach?
Could.
Oh, man.
For his Christmas gift.
Oh, you.
I'm getting Frank the Honey Boo Boo Trailer Park replace it.
Oh, my nice. Gosh.
Like he doesn't already have it.
Nice. You should really do that, Mike. That would be great.
Yeah. Mark, Paul McCartney has signed a deal to do an animated kid show on HBO and will be writing a lot of songs for this show. That should be pretty good. Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Doesn't want you to know about it. But she spends a lot of time visiting children at children's hospitals. Most recently, Dallas Children's Hospital, Parkland. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel gave $1 million to the Sandy Hurricane Victims Fund.
Nice.
How nice is that?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time Frank gave $5 to that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, on the bike.
Yes. It's very similar.
Yeah. Okay. George Lucas Studios, Star Wars, now property of Disney. Who's the star that's been bugging Disney already to put him in Star Wars? Russell Crowe, Russell Brand, or Tom Cruise?
Dan Strauss.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Tom Cruise.
Yeah. I was going to say Tom Cruise.
I'm going to go with Russell Brand only because this guy would beg anybody to give him work. Yeah.
The answer is Russell Brand.
Thank you.
Finally! Sing along, St. Louis. Sing along with me. Little Yokalani, Lonnie, on the Yoga, look who in the cock and who you yo. Two way, Kimmy, Kara, he. Well, I look at me, Kaka, who you.
Yeah. That is the Hawaiian-born Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Check them out online at thompsonprice.com. I forgot to ask him about the... Tell me, did he do the story earlier this week about Janine Garofalo?
No.
You know Janine Garofalo, she was in Truth About Cats and Dogs with Uma Thurman. She was in with
Ben
the West
Stiller
Wing.
Show.
Ben Stiller Show, The West Wing, for several of the last couple of episodes. It turned out that she was married to a guy named Rob Cohen for 20 years and didn't even know about it.
Neither of them knew about it, right?
Right. Neither of them knew about it. They apparently got drunk and married, where else but Las Vegas, as a joke 20 years ago. Then when they got sober, they didn't realize what they had done, and they had to have it dissolved by a notary public last weekend so Rob Cohen could get married for real to another woman. I mean, Garofalo
had
and Cohen...
It had to be a great conversation with his now wife.
Honey, what do you mean you've been married before? Who were you married to?
I didn't know. I don't remember.
I have no idea. She said, we got married drunk in Vegas. We dated for a year. We got married at a drive-through chapel in Vegas in a cab. I thought you at least had to get out of the car and go inside.
Yeah. No.
Have Elvis don't marry have you to. Or something. Because... Apparently not. She said, we thought you had to go down to the courthouse and sign papers and stuff, but who knew? We were married, and apparently now that he's getting married for real, his lawyer dug up something. That's a good one for the new wife. Listen, before you and Rob tie the knot, there's something you need to know about him. So apparently they went and had the thing annulled, or maybe it's not
dissolved,
even annulled.
Dissolved.
Yeah. That's what it is. Somebody said to him, so since you were married for 20 years, you know, does anybody benefit financially from that? And he said, yeah, I'm going to get all of that Reality Bites money.
Yeah.
Movie she did with Ethan Hawke and Winona Ryder back in 1994.
Oh, she was, what was the group of superheroes, too? Mystery Men.
Yes, he was in that. Good memory, good memory. Last Sunday, my wife and I went down to the Fox and saw Adam Savage and Jamie Hyneman from the Mythbusters show on Discovery, which is approaching 10 years on the air. And I've seen every episode. I love these guys. I love the fact that they bust myths and fight back against nonsense, but also have a lot of fun with it. And also go after, you know, urban legends, but also silly things that people send them. Is it true that you can't ride a bicycle underwater? Was one of the ones they did on last
it's
week's
like
show.
Like Snopes television, almost. Kind
yeah,
of,
but it's not just that, because sometimes they have a sense
stunts.
Of humor. And they,
yes.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't blow up big enough, they go, well, let's just add some more explosive powder.
Exactly. Years ago, one of the most famous ones was years ago, can you clean the inside of a concrete truck with dynamite? And as Jamie pointed out at the show last Sunday night at the Fox, why would you want to clean out the inside of it? You don't need to clean out a cement truck. But when they did it on Mythbusters, they blew that truck. I mean, they did it once and it kind of cleaned it a little bit, and they did it again and it cleaned it a little bit more, and then they ramped it up and put in so much stuff. They had to stand like a mile away on the edge of a crater and blow this thing up, and the truck literally disappeared.
So it cleaned it.
Wasn't there within the last year, too, a bowling ball incident where it went into a neighborhood?
It was a cannonball. They had a Q&A session at the Fox last week. Each of them, Jamie answered some questions, and then Adam answered some questions later on, and somebody inevitably asks about this, so they were ready. And he talked about how the cannonball, I don't remember the exact details, but they kind of...
Overshot
is a good word for it. It went and it rolled off of one roof, down into another yard, bounced, went through a house, didn't hit anybody, but knocked out some furniture, kept going through that house into another one, knocked through a car, and then finally landed in a fourth place and did a lot of damage. And they said, you know, the good thing about our show is we build stuff for a living. So we and our crew, we went back and those houses and cars now look better than they did before. But we have ramped up our safety, which has always been number one in importance to us, he said. We've ramped that up even more than we had before. The show was really, really good. And I will tell you that as the father of a girl, I was really happy to see a lot of girls there. Because one of the things that we have a problem with in this country is getting girls interested in studying science and math. There's that whole thing, oh, I'm just a girl, I don't know anything,
right,
which is nonsense. So I was really glad to see that not only were there girls there, but they put their hands up to volunteer to go on stage and be part of some of the stunts that were there, and young women were there as well as middle-aged guys like me and you know, young, there were boys and young men there as well.
The girl's kind of cute, so that helps get the younger teenage crowd, that boys that...
I think that everybody there showed up to see these guys because what they do is just so damn cool. They didn't have any actual explosions on stage, but they did do a couple of things that were really cool. At one point, they asked for volunteers, and Adam said, only put your hand up if you've won a science fair.
Ooh.
Now, you ask that in most concerts somewhere, you're going to get maybe one or two people.
Yeah.
In this crowd, I would say probably 10% of the crowd put their hand up that they had won a science fair. And they brought these guys up, and the guy who was brought up was really, really, I can't remember what he does here in town, but he was a really, really smart guy. And, you know, the geeks are inheriting the earth, and this was a bunch of them in one place, and it was great. During one of the Q&As, one girl asked what Adam said was his favorite question of the entire tour. She said, you know that guy Felix Baumgartner who recently jumped out of a hot air balloon
from
25,000 whatever it was, 25 miles up, I think it was, wasn't actually in space because that's 62 miles, but anyway, he was way up there.
But anyway,
this girl asked Adam, would it be possible for an astronaut on the International Space Station to open the door, jump out, and come back to Earth? And Adam said, I love this question. We're never going to be able to test it, of course.
Yeah.
The Mythbusters aren't going to go into space and try this one. But he said, I think if you designed it correctly, I mean, you know, Baumgartner had safety equipment. He had to have a pressure suit and air and all of those things.
But don't you have to pass back through the
atmosphere?
The atmosphere. That's the one snafu. That re-entry through the burning part of the... Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
I would think it would be. So he didn't have a definite answer, but he thought that was a great question. And speaking of the Mythbusters, this is going to combine two of my favorite TV shows. Next season, they're going to do a Breaking Bad episode.
Oh.
With Vince Gilligan, the creator of the AMC show, and Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse Pinkman, one of the star characters on the show. They're going to test some of the science from the show, including one where Jesse uses hydrofluoric acid to dissolve a body, but ignores instructions from Walt, the Bryan Cranston character, to use a plastic container, and instead he does it in the bathtub, and it goes right through the bathtub and through the ceiling and through the floor, and the body dissolves right through the entire house. So they're going to do that, and no, they're not going to be replicating the blue meth that is at the heart of the show. Anyway, that'll be on the next season of Mythbusters. We got any more time, or are we all
this
done?
This is it. I think we're done.
We're done. I will not be here next Friday. Frank will be on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. In the meantime, follow me at Paul Harris Show on Twitter, or go to the Paul Harris page on KTRS.com.
All right, here's Tim Wiley with another look at traffic. Tim, have a good weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dan. But let's, you know, before I go to traffic, let's figure this out real quick here, okay? You're in the space station.
Are you going to jump out of the plane?
No, don't do that, Tim. No. Get back in the plane!
No, that was a few years ago when Paul was playing that dreadful music for his punishment. I almost jumped. No, let's figure this out. You're going you're 212 miles up in space, correct?
Something like that.
You're going 17,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Okay? You jump out, you take off out of the space station. How do you slow yourself down when you start entering the atmosphere before you just vaporize?
You put your arms out.
Yeah.
You
start
flap real hard.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Come on, it's science, Tim.
You get one of those windsurfer suits that make you look like a bat.
Okay.
And that slows you down on the way.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
We'll send Dan up to try it, all right?
Okay, good.
All right. Hey, let me tell you something. It's a nightmare again tonight with traffic. We're looking at an accident on westbound 70 and Madison is blocking two lanes. Right now you are backed up to Highway 55, and then I think a lot of people are slowing down because here at Keener Plaza, they are shooting off fireworks, I guess, for their Christmas display and that. Let's see, we had another accident on westbound Highway 44. Actually, there's two of them. There's one over the Lindbergh overpass, and then there's another one just before Guyer that has westbound 44 backed up all the way to Elm. And then on southbound 270, your stop and go south of Page down through Doherty Ferry, and then they have cleared that accident before 250 or before 55, so everything is open there. If you're coming east or westbound on 255 just after Telegraph, you've got a vehicle fire as two right lanes blocked. You are backed up to Coke Road, and then on southbound 170, look for slow traffic from Olive down through Brentwood. Westbound 70, that's still slowing between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Whew. This traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Email marketing from Constant Contact can reach your customers in a place they are checking every day, their inbox. Sign up for a free trial from the industry-leading provider at ConstantContact.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tomorrow, after back-to-back SEC road games, Missouri back home for its final non-conference game of the season. Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join us as the Tigers take on the Orange of Syracuse right here.
Coverage begins at 4:30. Game time is at 6. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
This holiday season, Granite Busters is giving back.
And you can be a big part of it.
For every granite countertop purchase made between now and December 22nd, Granite Busters, in association with the Salvation Army, will fulfill the gift wish of a needy child in the St. Louis area.
Come in, explore the 20,000 square foot warehouse, select from over 120 granite color styles, and find the slab that you want for your countertops.
Granite Busters will custom cut the stone and fabricate it to your specifications.
Once you schedule installation and make your purchase, then you can select a child's gift wish card from the Granite Busters Giving Tree.
Ultimately, your purchase will brighten the Christmas of a child in need.
It's the Granite Busters Giving Tree.
Call and schedule your appointment at 636-282-3900.
Or stop in Monday through Saturday at 752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Gorgeous granite countertops just before the holidays.
And a gift for a child in need.
Expect the best. Granite Busters. Granite Busters. Granite
Busters. This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hello.
The Big 550.
Hi.
KTRS.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. According to the signs, Ford is having some sort of big tire event. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event.
They're big.
What about the selection?
Big.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on Ford Select tires. Use the Ford Service credit card for an extra $60.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, dear. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.
Green and
KTRS St. Louis.